Well, we want to welcome you back to our Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. It is always my joy to be able to host the broadcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And last time we got together with three men in our church who have been involved in what is called Nehemiah work teams, or mission trips, as it were. And Daryl Schindler and Jeff Weinkoff and Dick Melzer are again with us this morning and just sharing their hearts about what the Lord does in their lives and through their lives in ministry. And I think, Jeff, you were saying a few moments ago about these trips are not necessarily designed to be evangelistic, but they can become evangelistic.
They definitely can become evangelistic. For instance, let's say if we have a trip going in July and you're in your workplace and you ask for that vacation time, and then one of your coworkers says, well, you know, where are you going? Well, I'm going to Wyoming. Oh, that sounds like really a neat time, you know. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do there? Oh, I'm going there with a group from church. Oh, really? A group from church? How many are going? Oh, there's 20 of us going. The church can afford to send 20 of you on a trip like this? Well, no, we pay for it ourselves. You mean you're taking vacation and you're paying for this trip yourself? Why would you do that? Mm. Well, to serve our Lord.
Right.
And it opens doors. It allows you to be able to talk about God in a way that it's not intrusive in that person's life. They're interested, and they say, oh, I thought there was something different about this person. So that is neat. And then as we travel from place to place, we're in airports, and usually there's some kind of a layover, so you get to sit next to people that you don't know. And they say, oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going on a mission trip. A mission trip. So there's many opportunities. And then also, once you're on the plane, because you have a captive person sitting pretty much next to you for whatever the duration of that trip is, mm-hmm. I mean, you can pull out your Bible or you can start reading, and eventually the conversation will come, well, what are you doing? Or, you know, where are you going? Or where
right.
are you going?
Right.
And it comes to that, you might have an opportunity to share the gospel with that person. In fact, coming back from our trip to Utah last year, one of the members of our trip sat next to two different people on two legs, and both of those people prayed to accept the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
That is fantastic.
So, I mean, there are multifaceted benefits of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you're focused on God when you go. So no matter where you are, it's not a vacation per se. You're looking to do whatever God wants you to do. And he uses you in all different ways.
You know, with what you said, Jeff, I still get together with some of the plant people at the firm that I used to work for. And we had facilities all over Wisconsin and upper Michigan. I'll stop in at the plants once in a while, and one of the first questions these fellas will ask is, have you been on a mission trip lately?
Isn't that something?
I used to share these trips with the fellas to try to get them to open up as far as what their faith is and where they stand with the Lord. And so we'll just sit back, and they're still doing their work, of course, but I'll share the last trip that we've been on,
mm-hmm.
the blessings it brought me, the blessings it brought to my wife as well. And it's been a real outreach for me.
It's interesting, too. Some of the people you come across, as has been stated, they ask questions. And so often there's certain people that have gotten donations of things that could possibly be used on trips. They'll be praying for you while you're gone, people that you wouldn't think would even think about you.
Right.
They're just amazed that you're willing to spend some of your vacation time and not go to Disney and not do something that they'd consider fun, maybe a cruise or something else. We're actually going to work, and a lot of times the work's pretty heavy or pretty rough, and you're tired, but it's so neat because more than not, it becomes a blessing to us.
Right.
So I think even then, the people that we're serving, and just some of the times that you're out doing some of these, the people that gather around that come to see. They can't understand why we travel from Wisconsin and we'd go to Utah to work on something. What are you doing this for? We'd go up to Canada and we're working in a camp. You mean you guys came up to Canada? You didn't come up here to go fishing. You came up here to work. And it really makes an impression. A lot of people think they don't quite understand, but as has been said from both of these fellows, that it's a case to start to ask about our faith and where we are.
I pastored 32 years in Georgia, and we had the privilege of knowing the camp director, Radcliffe Bible Camp, as he taught history for us for a couple of years. And then he went out to the camp, became the director, and then asked me to come out and speak once or twice. And started getting a burden for that camp. He then came to try to raise support for his family and personal ministry, that kind of a thing, in our church. And the men of our church began to get a burden for the camp. And it was really neat to watch these guys talk to each other about, hey, why don't we take a trip out to Wyoming? Now, we're talking about Georgia. Why don't we take a trip on not flying? They took half the seats out of a bus. They built bunk beds in the back of the bus. They took some more seats out. They set up some game tables. And they drove 38 hours one way straight. Some of them were sleeping. Some were playing games. Some were sitting in the front, keeping the driver awake. 38 hours straight. Then they worked for a week. Then they drove 38 hours straight back. Then went back to work. I'm here to tell you, these guys came back on fire. They were so excited about what God was doing, and then they would ask me questions next time I went out to speak about what kind of results we had and lives that were changed. We did this year after year after year to the point that the churches in Wyoming began to get embarrassed. They said, why should we have to have a church 38 hours away send their men when this is really our camp? And so they began to send teams up to the camp and just really motivated those churches to put work teams together. And so it's hard to tell, you know, who might be impacted just by the example and the sacrifice that you men are willing to put forth.
And, you know, these are the type of trips that build and promote lasting friendships.
Oh, yeah.
I consider both Daryl and Jeff as very good friends, and in part because of our association at these camps and on these trips.
And I think it's also interesting to note that we have seated at this table some men who have retired from jobs. Just kind of the idea of after you have the privilege of retiring from a job, you don't retire from life.
Absolutely not.
You at that point can begin to say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do with the rest of my life? And if you then have maybe some skills, definitely some time and the desire, wow, what a blessing you can be until the Lord takes you home.
One of the applicable Bible verses that I always look at for these trips is in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And this is truly all about God's glory. It's not about our glory. And that's the amazing thing on these trips, that no one ever brags about what they did. It's, look what the team got done. You know, it's just amazing. And as Daryl alluded to before, you know, the church praying for us, the church is really behind us in these endeavors. In fact, usually the last service time that we have before we go on a trip, all the team members are brought to the front of the church. There's a community prayer said.
Right.
And it's just a wonderful way to send us off. And then we're at the airport or wherever, one of the pastors will come down and pray with us right before we get on the plane. So we know how important it is that we're serving God in this manner and how it is both appreciated and supported by our church. It's been a wonderful experience from that perspective.
It's really about giving back to God of the talents that He gave us. We were all blessed with different talents. And it's really all about giving back these talents in the way that we perform at these camps and what we do. I know from personal experience, I have been stretched on a lot of these jobs. Some of these jobs that I've been asked to do, it's really a little out of my field and what I have picked up through the years. But with God's help and working with other good members of the team, the job gets done. And I'm very thankful for that. After all, now, you must remember, He gave you these talents, so why not give them back to Him
exactly. In
the way that we can best do it?
So often we wind up coming, if we have just a humble heart and spirit, and asking to help us, He helps us through those things that maybe we never thought we'd try. And it actually gives us a chance to find out that, gee, maybe doing plumbing work or maybe doing drywall work or something you've never done before can be a lot of fun. You learn something new, and you're such a blessing to someone else. So it's really kind of neat because so often on the trips, He'll put together the group. I mean, God oversees this all just in what I've seen as a group coming together to go on whatever trip it might be. And you get there and you go, well, gee, we really don't know what we're doing. And all of a sudden we find out the work that they're looking to have done, most of the guys have a little bit of knowledge or are willing to learn, and we watch it get accomplished.
Exactly, yes.
You know, when you're talking about glory, who gets the glory? All three of you have talked about that idea. I'm reminded that when we look at a beautiful painting, nobody ever praises the paintbrushes that were used.
That is correct.
I mean, it's always the artist who painted the picture. Who's the artist of all this work that gets done? It's Christ, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we're just paintbrushes that can be used in his hand.
Your instruments.
Exactly. And some are small paintbrushes. Some are big paintbrushes. Some have different abilities to paint. But it's all designed to paint the picture of God's grace and whatever canvas that he chooses to use us.
There have been a number of opportunities that I've had so far in the trips that I've gone on that I've seen God's blessing to the group, God's blessing to the camp. And one of them was down at Missionary Acres, which is a retirement home for missionaries.
Okay.
It's run by the Baptist Mid-Missions. And missionaries that have been in the field for many, many years never really established a hometown or established a place where they had their own home. Well, when they finally are willing to leave the field, which a lot of them are not willing to leave when they can still walk, but the ones that do, and they want a retirement home, there's a very economical way for them to retire in this particular community. And they come in just prior to their retirement. They look over a place that might be vacant at the time. They might suggest a couple modifications if they need some special accommodations for ADA or whatever that is. And then the director will get volunteer help to come in and make those adjustments. And Dick and I had the opportunity to go down to Missouri, and we were able to completely wire a house in 3 days with the brother of one of the missionary wives that was coming in. It was a wonderful time. And through that experience, we heard about the Amish came to do the masonry and all these other people that just came just to devote their time because they wanted to serve the Lord in their own way. It was amazing.
The missionary that was going to occupy that home was married to a pastor that went from church to church filling
okay.
in.
Okay.
She had never owned a home in her life. And when I heard that story,
wow.
the wire pulled a lot easier holes drilled a lot easier.
Well, guys, our time is up again, but thank you so much for just sharing your heart and sharing some stories about being used by God, especially like with the missionaries who finally reach the point that they can't continue on, but they still want to serve the Lord in some way. And so your hands, your skills, enable them to have a better home to be able to retire. That's what it's all about, lifting up the name of the Lord and helping God's servants. So until the next time, we trust you have a fantastic day.